Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening, everybody. It's Sunday night. I know it's not Thursday night. It's Sunday night. You are listening to the unique, night streaming special guest. I'm looking forward to introducing you. And we have a wonderful show planned out. So please sit back, sit tight, enjoy the show. And remember, if you want to be a part of the show, call 516-418-5651. My name is Tony Taylor. This is Unscripted. Across the musical landscape, what makes unique, what makes something unique gives notice. And in the male-dominated jazz field, having an all-female jazz band is something to write home about. The Divas of Jazz is the vision of Grammy Award-winning pianist, keyboardist, producer Janine McAdams, and established in 2022, members include Joella JoJo Bassista on bass, Tisha Pugh on drums, and Alex Medico Shaw on the woodwinds. This amazing group of instrumentalists are based in Central Florida. They perform a broad range of jazz music styles, including bebop, Latin, contemporary, fusion, acid, and traditional. The group debuted March 2022 with a full concert at Ormond Beach Performing Arts Center featuring the music of Wayne Shorter, Ramsey Lewis, Charlie Parker, Herbie Hancock, Cannonball Adderley, and that's just to name a few. Now, these ladies of distinction in music and entertainment have performed and recorded individually and collectively on the nation and international stages, television, Disney, Universal, and toured with Broadway music companies. These multi-talented musicians are also renowned composers, producers, and educators. Divas of Jazz are set to begin work on their first recording project in the fall of 2023, with plans to do concerts in Florida and Europe, including a Broadway-style jazz review, Born to Swing, in early February 2024. Ladies, welcome to the show. It is great to have you.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, thank you.
All right, this is great. I want to go ahead and why don't you each take a moment and introduce yourselves, starting with Janine, and then we'll move on to JoJo and Keisha. Go ahead, Janine.
Hi, I'm Janine. I'm the pianist and keyboardist and founder of the group. I'm originally from Twin Cities, St. Paul, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and had a whole, and I now currently reside in Central Florida. And I have toured with artists such as Luther Vandross, and I've worked with Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, Prince, in those camps up in Minneapolis back home. And down here I've worked with Disney and Universal, and I've done some shows, like musical direct shows. I've done shows like Rock of Ages, the musical, Elf the musical, Dream Girls, and talking possibly doing Color Purple in 2024.
Wow.
And I have some other shows coming up. So, yeah, I've been busy in my tenure here in Florida, and in that I've ran across these amazing women of music. I just love my sisters so much.
Oh,
all of them.
Wow,
we love you, Denise.
Fantastic.
And I'm very proud of them, and it's an honor to be in partnership with them in this endeavor of us taking music and taking artistic expression collectively to whoever wants to listen to it, because we all love playing music. But I'm going to stop talking and let the other ladies come in.
All right, Janine. JoJo, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit of your musical background.
Hey, it's JoJo here. I am the bass player holding down the groove in Divas of Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been playing since I was 13, you know, did the whole school or high school band and everything. I've gone on tour. I did a tour with a Broadway musical entitled Escape to Margaritaville, and it was basically based off Jimmy Buffett music.
That's right.
That was interesting. every Thursday I'm at Show Bar in Ybor City. It's like one of the poppin' karaoke live band places in Ybor. If you guys are free, come on and check that out. And
right
at the end of the month, me and Janine will be at Epcot. We're going to be playing at
yep.
the festival there. And yeah, just, you know, doing this. I'm grateful to be a full-time musician, and Hopefully I go out that way. So, yeah.
All right. Jojo, let's talk about you and the drums.
Yeah, Tony. My name is Keisha Pugh. I'll hold it down as well, hold down the groove, you know. Just like girls, you got to hold it down.
Period. It's me and you.
Exactly. And I'm originally from Waterloo, Iowa, and I actually moved to Orlando to play for Disney and Universal and things like that. So that's how I ended up here. Love jazz is my favorite thing to play, so I love to play with the divas. Yeah, it was my favorite.
Wow, let me tell you something. You took the question right out of my mouth, Keisha, and I wanted to ask each of you, why jazz?
Mm.
Why jazz? Why jazz? Each of you take that question and give me your thoughts and concerns about why, forming a band, you guys decided to be a jazz band.
Go ahead, Jojo.
Oh, no, you're good, sorry.
Okay. I'll say this.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Would it be easier for me to – let me just say it would probably be easier for me to address each of you. So, I'll tell you, Jojo, why don't you go ahead and handle this question. Why jazz?
Well, jazz is such a vague genre, and I love that. Almost anything can become jazz. For me, seeing hip-hop and jazz, you have artists like Robert Glasper, like, who I'm a huge fan of, and, you know, you can take anything, any type of music you relate to, and you can almost make it jazz. And so I think that's what I like, the expression in jazz, the giants in jazz that influenced me in my playing, and just, you know, how there's no I just love how broad it is.
Right.
I love how broad and how open jazz is.
Agreed.
Keisha, what about you? What about jazz? What is it about jazz that attracts you, that makes you want to be with the divas of jazz?
Well, I fell in love with jazz at a very young age. I was way too young. I was listening to, like, you know, Dizzy Gillespie and all those guys. And I was playing. My first jazz band was, like, in, like, elementary. So I was introduced to it at a really young age, and I fell in love with it really quickly. I like jazz because it's basically based on improvisation. That's what jazz is.
Right.
And you can pretty much do what you want to do in jazz and pretty much get away with it. you can be playing a song in the wrong key, and it still works. And that's what jazz is. It is improvisation. That's what it is.
But you don't do that often. You don't do that often. You don't play in the wrong key, right?
No, I don't do that often. But you can do what you want to do in jazz. You know,
right,
and get
right.
away with it, literally. It's a way of expressing yourself. You know, everyone can take a solo. Everyone can express themselves. So that's why I like it so much.
Janine, there's such a wide range of people here in this band. Tell me, how did you get this band together? How did you form this band? And what were your intentions when you were bringing everybody together?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, I met Keisha 20 years ago. At Disney, they brought her in to do a jazz show, and they very rarely bring musicians in, especially out of college. And so I met her, and I said, well, who's this lady, playing these drums? And she was just brilliant. And I was,
right.
at the time, I was a production assistant on this show.
Oh, wow.
And so then about 3 years ago, Keisha reached out to me because she was putting together her own group and asked if I'd be interested in playing keys. And it took me like 3 months to figure out who this Keisha actually was. And when I figured out,
really?
I just lit out. I was like, look at that, Keisha. Oh,
it's
what
a small world.
I didn't know whether or not she was in the area or not. I met Jojo in, it was 2015 we met. They were trying to put together an all-female gospel band.
Oh, yeah.
And I've heard of JoJo, but that was my first time actually meeting her. But we didn't really start performing together until like almost a year after that. And then Alex, I think Alex is online now. But Alex.
She is. Oh, I think she is, actually. Yes, she is. Hold on a second. Let me go ahead and pull her into the conversation.
Yeah, get her in here.
Here
Get her in
All right,
here.
We'll get her in here. We'll get her in here.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Alex. Hey, Alex.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Wow.
I was like, hi, I'm here. Oh, nobody is listening. Okay.
Sorry, I just saw your name pop up. It's so funny. Thank you very much, Janine. I'm going to bring you in as a producer. How about that? But anyway, while we're on the conversation and while we now are blessed with Alex's presence here, Alex, why don't you tell us, as I asked the other ladies, a little bit about yourself, your background, and why jazz?
Well, I started playing clarinet in sixth grade, like in band, like a lot of woodwind players. Ended up picking up saxophone for jazz band and falling in love with the music of Joshua Redman in high school. So I decided to major in jazz studies in college, saxophone performance, and that was here in Orlando.
Right.
I went to school at UCF, I pretty much my last year of school, I started working out at Universal Studios.
Okay.
So it took an extra year for me to finish my my degree because I was already working as a full-time freelance musician. I got statused in Disney in 2014, and I was out there up until COVID hit. They did a bit of a downsizing with the musicians.
Right.
And then I'm just freelance. I'm a freelance saxophonist. I own my own company, Music Ninja Productions. We put together bands for weddings. And
oh, wow.
Events.
So all of you have an active, you're not only active in the Divas of Jazz, but you are also active as solo artists?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or everything.
Mm-hmm. And I encourage that, and you know, because one thing I've always said, you know, this entity is so special, and we have such an amazing sound, and we just love each other and respect each other and our craft, and such that there are no subs for this group. This is
right.
It.
Oh,
and
right.
If one of us can't do it, we're not going to do it at all. It's all or none.
Wow.
With
all or none. Wow.
But it's a great thing because as we individually and collectively continue in this journey of music, you know, we just find that we're doing amazing, amazing things. And our musicianship just grows and our knowledge and our passion and our artistry just grows and grows and grows and grows. And I'm so... And to answer the question about why jazz, for me, you know, I, of course, grew up listening to my dad. That's all was playing in the house was, well, I shouldn't say that. There were all forms of music playing in the house, but mainly it was jazz. So I grew up on Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66 and Cal Jader and Herbie Hancock and groups like that. But I've always loved the freedom of jazz. And because my musical foundation is in the church, in the black church.
Mm-hmm.
And so I grew, you know, played gospel and directed choirs, which also morphed into rhythm and blues and soul music and stuff like that. And I understand from a musicology perspective, jazz is the foundation for all those genres of music. And as a matter of fact, gospel and jazz are siblings in there.
Wow.
And jazz is the only, you know, in all the other, you know, from it starts with jazz and the chord structure, and then it morphs into country, it morphs into rock and roll, it morphs into hip hop, it morphs, you know, but that foundation in gospel and jazz, or blues and jazz and gospel, which kind of came up in the late 19th century, always fascinated me. And so anytime I could play a song by Queen and I could still find
Queen.
The jazz and gospel aspects of it. Because it is all relatable. I love that. I love different forms of music. I love different forms of music, and I love music and to be able to play it. And I just really started diving into the jazz side in the last 10 years because I had an opportunity to do that. And I, with Divas, I bought, you know, conceived Divas a long time ago, but I just could not find the right musicians, female musicians, to do this. These ladies are incredible, and they have just such amazing heart for the music, hearts of gold, committed, professional, and excellent in the musicianship, and they just happen to be women. You can put them up against anyone else. And my soapbox, but I'm all for women because women, it's in any aspect of life, in the social construct of anywhere,
right.
Women are always like, and so I'm like, we don't have to prove ourselves. We're just going to do what we do. And you like it or you don't, but we expect to be treated the same. We expect to have the same opportunities. And if we have to bust the door open to make it happen, that's what we're going to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, there is no doubt about the passion in your voice and the passion in what you feel. Kisha, let me ask you this. How is the jazz scene in the Central Florida area?
How is it? That's a good question. There are some jazz scenes in here. I wouldn't say it's a lot, though. But there's some. I would like it to be more. Yep.
Well, and I mean, I look at it like this, too. I mean, this is an opportunity. I mean, is less better in the sense of establishing a band like Divas of Jazz? Because you're filling that void that isn't there.
Yeah, that's good.
I think
Alex could speak to that really well.
Okay, Alex.
Well, yeah, I mean, to be honest, the jazz circle here in Orlando is pretty freaking strong. I'm going to say. Coming out of the college system, I basically got into the scene in the theme park through the jazz circle of musicians. So, like, in this town, I'm part of a few different big bands,
full,
20 piece jazz orchestras. We have the Bebop Bounty Big Band, which is it's a jazz music from this anime called Cowboy Bebop, but it's like really hard jazz. So we have a big band here in town called the Bebop Bounty Big Band. We have the Orlando Jazz Orchestra, led by Greg Parnell. That's some of the top tier, or at least like professor, a lot of the really people that really live their life almost completely in the scene, as well as, all of us are freelancing, doing what we can do.
Sure.
We have quite a few they're more than community jazz bands, but because professionals are playing in it, a lot of us play in these bands just to be able to play jazz. But when it comes to making a living playing jazz, there's not a whole lot of gigs. Like, to me, jazz is something that musicians who play jazz usually get to do on the side or, for fun.
Okay.
But Divas is a little different because I've noticed the audience that we've been getting is a little different than the other audience that I was getting with these other jazz groups.
In what way?
Maybe younger. Maybe a little hipper. I feel like the appreciation is so strong when we go on stage versus some of the other groups. I guess people just it's harder to market. And maybe it's harder to pay such a big group.
Right.
Having a 20-piece jazz band, it's harder to find those gigs with a venue big enough for the band.
Sure.
And those kind of things. But I know those fans are playing. Like our Bebop Bounty Big Band, we're going on tour at the end of the year up the east a little bit. So I know there's some theaters and stuff that we have, but it's just not as alive as I would hope for it to be. We have a Sam Rivers Big Band also here in this town. Sam Rivers was one of the main pioneers in avant-garde jazz. And I know we're doing some kind of a concert to commemorate his 100th birthday in October, the jazz band. But again, they're not continuous, and, we're just happy to play jazz as musicians when we can.
Right.
The cool thing about Divas is I feel like throughout the year we're always doing something.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's definitely a nice outlet. Also, being a smaller group, since jazz is so focused on improvisation, being a smaller group allows you to stretch a little bit more, and you get a little bit more breathing space to say what you want to say as an individual.
Right. Now, I know you have a broad range of styles that you guys do, but what is it, the one style? I mean, is it something that you want to be known for, as in, having all of these different musical styles that are entwined with jazz? Is that something you want to continue to do, or do you want to focus on a particular aspect of jazz?
I want to keep it. I would like, and we've talked about this a couple times, we're not trying to box ourselves in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Jazz is not a style that you can box yourself in anyway. I mean, you have derivatives of it, and I just want us to continue to have that artistic freedom.
Right.
To express ourselves and right. how we in our we have, you know, we have this jazz language, but we each have a different dialect of that language, and it works
right.
beautifully, and it sounds really good. And we just want to have fun. So, I mean, you know, if we sign with a record label, which I doubt we will.
Don't say that. Oh, come on.
Well, no, I say that because. You know, being in the beauty of us is that we're independent individually as well as collectively. And I don't want anyone to come in and try to box us in.
Ah, I gotcha.
You know, and A&R people, and I can understand them doing it because, you know, they want an assured return on their investment. Absolutely.
Sure.
But that's where the independence is very, very important for us. In this, whether we, as recording artists, as performance artists, as producers or writers, whatever, you know, and I learned that from Prince. I learned that lesson from Prince.
Oh, really? Okay.
And watching him and everything he went through and how difficult that was. And I'm sure, you know, when I think back, you know, artists like Miles Davis, you know, or Charlie Bird Parker or artists like Herbie Hancock or, you know, you see them, you know, you've seen them do a lot of collaborations, but it's a fight because, like, if you sign a record label, the A&R person or producers, they want you to do this and you might not be feeling
right.
it like that, if at all. And so then you get this tug
mm-hmm.
of war and then you start hating your craft because you got to do what your boss tells you to do.
Right, which
so
is outside of what jazz is all about.
We just want to be our own bosses as much as possible. You know, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of being your own bosses, how important is it that you go from playing jazz right now to playing original composition?
Important to me, ladies.
Yeah.
It is.
Would you guys like to weigh in on that?
I'm trying to come out with my own. So definitely it's important. Yeah, I definitely want my own, for sure.
In our last few minutes, I wanted to talk about the fact that you guys are beginning to work on your first recording project. Can you talk about
mm-hmm.
that, Janine? Why don't we start with you first on the first recording project you're working on?
I can definitely talk about it, and we're still talking about it, but we just have to set, now that we each have time, because we've all been so very busy that we haven't yet sat down and done our first collaborative writing or pre-writing session yet. But we're definitely going to do some covers or arrangements of some covers. Not sure what that is, but, you know, our sound is like, I think what I would call, and no offense to anybody, but I definitely would call a more soulful, more sophisticated form of contemporary jazz.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so each of us are going to have a contribution to this project, and each of us are going to produce the song. And so I'm excited to see how it comes out. But I say for me personally, that's my vision. And, you know, and love to, you know, participate in everyone else's vision in this, too.
Hey, JoJo, how mm-hmm. important is original material to you?
I mean, it's what you make it. If we want to get deep, you know, it's your choice in your life and what makes you, whatever you think you need to do as an individual. But personally, I'd love to, so that's in the works for sure. It's good to have your own identity, your own, people know who you are. You know, it's so easy to just play behind someone, you know, forever. And that's okay too. But it's good to know people to get to know you, and that's one way to do it, is coming out with your single. So I think it's important. I think we should do it. I'm definitely coming out with one. So I'll be back for an interview on that.
All right. Awesome. Definitely. Yeah, now, yeah. Kisha, I know that you've been writing in particular, and I was fortunate enough that you shared a song with me called Praying Pastor. I can imagine that original material is something that you definitely want to spark with the divas of jazz, correct?
Yeah, I write, and I encourage any artist. I heard JoJo saying that. Anybody out there that's writing music, you know, just do it.
Just do it.
If it's just a single, just do it, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Alex, what about you? What about you with the original material? How do you feel about bringing the divas of jazz into original material?
I'm totally for it. I honestly don't have a whole lot of experience in writing original material. As Joella mentioned, everybody's kind of different with what makes them tick. So
right.
It's never been something that called for me. The only writing or real compositions I've done because I've been asked to do things for like apps, you know, little background jingles,
but
not necessarily anything artistic, which I think it would be awesome. Like finally, you know, again, because of these big groups, you don't really bring in anything new to it. So having a small jazz combo that's all looking to collaborate, I think we can create some really fun and creative arrangements and compositions.
Now we've really talked about compositions, so let's talk about seeing you live. What are you touring?
I'm sorry, Janine, I didn't hear your full question.
I'm sorry, Janine, do you want to take that? What are your plans for touring?
Well, plans are dreams. So right now we don't have any solid plans, but we do have dreams and goals that we're working for.
What are those
dreams? I would love for us to open up for named Jazz Act on tour. That's that. And accept a Grammy Award for our work.
Yes, absolutely.
That's my dream, but in touring. But we're doing, like, we're part of this one show in February. It's a jazz show, and they're giving us billing part of the show.
Tell us the name of the show.
The show is called Born to Swing.
Okay.
And it's a musical cabaret review on the music of Lillette Harris. Lillette Harris was a prolific jazz pianist, and her daughters are producing this show. Miss Lillette died in 2019 at the age of 95, but she has worked. A lot of people don't know about her, and she lived in Florida for a while. But the show is about, you know, the music, and she arranged a lot of amazing songs. She wrote amazing songs. She was an incredible jazz and classical pianist, and so the show featuring her youngest daughter singing her music, and they'd like divas of jazz to do the jazz combo behind her. I'm the original musical director. I did the show in Maryland with another combo in May. And so we're excited to do that. And it's a historical piece. It's a legacy piece. And the music's really fun. It's a very cute show. And I know, you know, we're going to just nail this music. And I know Miss Lillette's very pleased, looking down on us from heaven. She's very pleased about it, I'm sure. And one of those women, those unsung women in music, you know. I mean, she was good friends with Cab Calloway and Duke Ellington, and she played for Sarah Vaughan. She was Lena Horne's musical director. I mean, people don't know anything about her. So we're going to make sure they learn about her.
Absolutely. Now let me ask you this, and I want an answer from each of you on this. What are your hopes and dreams for the Divas of Jazz? And Janine, we're going to start with you.
My hopes and dreams is that we continue to grow individually and collectively in this music and share it with the entire world. And that people enjoy what we do as much as we enjoy it.
That's great.
You know, and just to build us up individually as well as the group. Yeah.
And JoJo, what about you? What are your hopes and dreams for the futures of the Divas of Jazz?
This is why I love this band, because we are so connected. She took the words out of my mouth. I was just going to say that we just grow as a band and as individuals, that opportunities as a band bless us not only as a band, but as individuals as well. And just that we just continue to elevate, not just as musicians, but as people, you know? Yeah.
That's great. And Keisha, what about you? What are your hopes and dreams? Keisha, sorry.
I agree with everyone. I definitely want to see us grow. I can't wait to see, with all of our ideas as we come together. I'm excited to see what comes out of that. And I just want to keep continuing to keep playing, play more, so we can grow together.
Alex, it's down to you. What do you feel? How do you feel about the future of the Divas of Jazz, and what are your hopes and dreams?
Well, for me, I really just hope, as musicians play together more, they become more comfortable. You start to see how people perform, like, oh, in this situation, this person tends to do this. And the longer, musicians get a chance to jam and get to know those little intricacies about each other's playing, the better the music becomes. The tighter the band, it's like people are like, oh, it's like they read each other's minds. So I would really like to get, as close to that point where it's like we all know exactly what the other person's going to do. And I'm curious to see how the band's music will evolve over the time. That is great.
Now, we've talked about everything with the band, okay? But you know what we're missing? We're missing the fact that we haven't heard the band. So let's take a moment. We're going to play a song. And then I would hope, please, guys, stay with me, and we'll talk after the song. But here are the Divas of Jazz doing a cover of the Van Morrison song, Moondance. Thank you. Guys, I tell you, I have never heard a more passionate rendition of Moondance than that. I mean, it doesn't get any better. And everything you have described tonight on the beauties of jazz, the free form of jazz, the freedom of jazz is exuded in that song. And I want to thank you guys very much for being on the show tonight. It's been a tremendous honor,
thanks,
pleasure,
Tommy.
And really an education. So thank you, ladies, very much. Please tell us where each and every one of you can be reached on the internet and how people can get a hold of the Divas of Jazz for gigs.
Well, Divas of Jazz has a Facebook page, and it's, you know, of course, Divas, D-I-V-A-S of Jazz, J-A-Z-Z. And then JoJo, tell them your Instagram.
Yes, I am on Instagram, JoJo Bassista. And, yeah, follow me if you find me.
All right. Keisha, what about you? Keisha.
Yeah, you can look me up on KP Music Lessons. I also teach on the side, so you can look me up on there.
All right, and Alex?
Ooh. I'm on Instagram and YouTube as The Sax Ninja.
Okay. All right, well, listen, ladies,
I'm sorry, I have an Instagram account, too.
Sure.
I'm still learning. I'm the auntie of the group, I guess, so I'm still trying to get into social media. But, no, my Instagram is N-E-E-N, move, mean move, N-E-E-N-M-O-V-E, and that's my Instagram.
All right. Mm-hmm. Listen, again, ladies, I can't thank you enough for being on the show tonight. I hope you will come back when your new album is released, because I would love to hear more from you, and the best of luck to you, each and every one of you.
Oh.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. We'll let your show do the preview of a single. How about that?
That sounds fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow, that's great. Well, ladies, have a fantastic evening. And again, thank you for being a part of Unscripted. And I look forward to speaking with each and every one of you again. And folks, that is the Divas of Jazz. And please and look them up, enjoy them, and till next time, have a great night. Everybody, have a great night, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye,
Tony. Bye.
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 Bye.